It's not a peace deal, but it may be a step in the right direction. The U.S., the Taliban, and the government of Afghanistan all announced this morning that a so-called reduction in violence will start at midnight local time. It's supposed to last for 7 days. It's a confidence-building measure intended to clear the way for the U.S. and the Taliban to sign an agreement leading to a U.S. military withdrawal. We've got NPR's Diya Hadid on the line. She's just returned from Kabul. She joins us from Islamabad. Hi, Diya.
Hi.
As you know, the peace talks have been going on for so long, right, to bring an end to the U.S. war in Afghanistan. Where yeah. does this step fit in? It feels incremental in a way.
Well, it's incremental in one way, but in fact, this is the testing ground. It's the United States and the Taliban looking to see whether they can move forward with a broader deal. In that way, it's really important. And there does seem to be a desire, like on all sides, for this to work. If you look at the statement today from the Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, he said just the negotiations to get here provided hope and represented an opportunity. And the deputy leader of the Taliban, he's a notorious hardliner. His name is Sirajuddin Haqqani, wrote an op-ed in nothing less than the New York Times saying every Afghan is tired of war and that the killing must stop. Those are remarkable words for a man like Haqqani. He's considered responsible for terrible violence.
But haven't we gone through this before? Hasn't there been a quote, reduction in violence before?
There's certainly been less violence in Kabul, at least, over the past 2 months. And we can say that what they've announced today has been left deliberately vague. And perhaps that's so it's easier for it to succeed. So if there are small incidents of violence, it can still move forward. But if you look back over the past 2 months, there's only been one suicide bombing in Kabul and a rocket attack near the airport on Wednesday. Now, saying only one suicide bombing is a terrible thing because more than 5 people were killed. But this is incredibly quiet compared to what it's been in the past. Mm-hmm. So it does suggest that whatever it is moving forward, this reduction in violence will at least avoid violence in civilian or urban areas.
But what you've noted is important, the language here. It's not being called a ceasefire.
Right. And that wiggle room does seem to be so that it could be easier for these 7 days to pass without it failing.
You were in Kabul just less than 24 hours ago, right?
Yeah.
I mean, what was the general feeling about this agreement?
Oh, there's so much hope and so much apprehension. Afghans are exhausted. They've been at war for more than 4 decades, and they want this to end. But, you know, human rights activists, more liberally minded women, they're really worried that in any future negotiations with the Taliban, their government, that Afghan coalition, will compromise on their rights as a way to appease the Taliban. And that they risk peeling back 2 decades of modest but, you know, hard-won freedoms. So there's real concerns there.
So this, they're supposed to sign an actual document or something on the 29th, right?
That's right.
So what might prevent that from happening? What are the challenges moving forward?
So the challenges up to the 29th is just if there's any large-scale violence that can't be sort of massaged by either side. But after the 29th, that's when inter-Afghan talks are meant to begin. And there's an immediate crisis already because in Kabul, there is a huge political problem brewing. Last week, Ashraf Ghani was declared president for a second 5-year term. But that was 5 months after controversial elections were held. Mm-hmm. Now, his rivals refused to recognize the result and they've declared their own parallel government. So that means Ghani's mandate to negotiate talks with the Taliban already appear weakened from the get-go. So that's the next immediate challenge that this deal faces.
Is getting the Taliban and the Afghan government to agree on the steps moving forward. NPR's Diya Hadid reporting from Islamabad. Thank you, Diya. We appreciate it.
Thank you.